Welcome to Satisfied, a podcast hosted by me, Ashley Pardo. I'm a nutritional therapy practitioner, business coach, and former private chef. Satisfied is all about finding fulfillment, confidence, and peace in your body, business, mental health, relationships, and life. If you're an introspective, deep, and sensitive woman, Satisfied is for you. I'm so grateful you're here. Now let's get into the show. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show. I am really excited to talk about this episode today. It's not going to be the first episode I share about this because I shared a little bit about this on Instagram over the past 2 weeks or so, and the response was like huge. And I think that when it comes to dating, this episode is not just for single people. It's not for, you know, if you're actively dating, because you could be single and not dating, obviously. I think there's just lessons in here in general for life, for relationships, which we all navigate, I hope, and for business, especially if you're in online business, if you're an entrepreneur and maintaining your worth, like all of those things go along with dating. And I am excited to share this as somebody who honestly has not dated that much in general, but I feel like I've gained a lot of insights, and as somebody who was not single for 9 years, which is huge. I was honestly excited to date because when I dated before I met my ex-husband, I was not the same person that I am today. I didn't have the same level of confidence. I didn't have sort of the same self-assuredness and sense of self. And so I was really excited to see how that worked out and sort of what that brought me in general. So before we get into that, I wanted to remind you that my GlowFit program is open for enrollment. So this is a 6-month macro-based nutrition and strength training program where I am completely taking care of all of your nutrition. You know, obviously it's macros, intuitive macros based, for 6 months, including all adjustments. And we're also going to be talking about habits, obviously. So if you can't track or something like that, ways that you can move along without tracking. And I will also be providing all of the exercise programming. So this is a group program. We will be having group calls. There's no one-on-one at all included in this program. We will be in a Facebook group though, so you'll be able to ask questions in the group, and there will be a community. And I am so excited. I've never done something like this. And like I've said, it's 6 months because that's how long it takes. And I want you to get the result you want of if you want to get in the best shape of your life, which is the result of this program. I would love to have you in here. And you know that, I mean, if you've listened to this podcast and if you've done any of my programs, it's not just lifting and nutrition. Like, we're talking deep, profound, introspective transformation. And I can't wait to share that with you. So let's talk a little bit about the dating stuff, and I will share sort of like a little bit about what my journey has been like. And again, as somebody who does not like to casually date, somebody that definitely doesn't like to casually sleep with people, I can't do that. I'm anxiously attached. I would say I'm mostly securely attached, but like, I think if you're an anxiously attached person, which maybe I'll do an episode on attachment styles. I think probably everybody that's listening to this is likely anxiously attached. It's hard to do that because if you're a woman, something happens in your brain when you have sex with somebody. And especially if you have an orgasm, like, you get attached. And I personally, at this point, will not deal with that. And I need to be in an exclusive relationship, or at least on the path to exclusivity, monogamy, in order to do that. It's just too stressful otherwise. And I know you probably feel me. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there of just like, oh, just like be casual. And I'm like, I can't. And I have accepted that about myself. And I think that the way that I show up to dating is like that. So I actually when I moved back to Miami, within a couple weeks, I went on two dates with a woman, and she was awesome. Like, she was a great person, smart, successful, just like somebody who I was like, wow, this is like a really amazing person. Loved talking to her. And I honestly, I know many of you are probably wondering, like, did she date men or women? Like, what is happening? Not that like it's so important or anything like that, but I know it's just like something natural to wonder. And I had those two dates and I felt very confident, you know, going on them. And then I just like wasn't feeling the connection, the romantic connection that I desire. So I decided to, you know, sort of end that connection. It was actually for the best too. I still had healing to do from my last relationship, and I really wanted to focus on my dad. And the ending of my last relationship was not good at all. And I needed to give myself the time to, I think if I would have dated, it would have been out of a place of need and validation. And it has to be out of a desire where I already feel complete. And I just didn't want to bring that energy to stuff. In the breakup episode, I talked about how like you shouldn't get on dating apps, you shouldn't go on dates. And I think having that experience where I went on these awesome two dates with this person just made me realize like, oh, I'm not ready. I shouldn't do this right now. I did. And it was a great experience, like truly nothing bad to say about her or the dates or anything like that. I just wasn't ready. And I think that, again, I will put the breakup episode in the show notes, but I think that if you, you know, are in that place, it is probably best to, you know, just kind of stop it for a little bit. If you have patterns that you want to break or you want to show up to your next relationship differently, which you cannot do if you rush into something, like the patterns are going to stay the same. So the summer I focused on my dad and I focused on being with my friends and having a lot of fun. And then I ended up having two connections with men, two different ones, obviously there's two, with men that I did not meet on dating apps. Though one of them was an incredibly deep emotional connection that obviously felt romantic. And it was just, we ended it because it was impractical and it just wouldn't have worked. And that isn't something I would have done in the past. You know, Gabor Mate, who's a trauma therapist, talks about how oftentimes we choose attachment over authenticity. And that was definitely something that I did in my last relationship to a very detrimental level. And this is common. This is something that's super, super common. And I vowed to myself that I wouldn't do that again. So the second that I sort of noticed that I would potentially sacrifice my authenticity for the attachment, I was like, this has to end. It was very much like a mutual thing. And I'm still friends with this person and will probably always be friends with them. And, you know, it was what it was. And I was very much in a mindset of like, all right, next, move on. Let's go. I just was at that place where I was just like, I had a certainty that like if something didn't fit, that I would eventually meet the person who was meant for me. And I remember telling a friend of mine, Jamie Varon, who's been on the show recently, that the next person that I would date would have to just have so many qualities. Like this person, I was like, this person is going to need to have like so many aspects to themselves that align with me. And it's a long list. I never made a list, but which like a lot of dating coaches are like, just make your list. And like, you're going to manifest that person. And I'm like, I never did that, but I did have in mind how I would want to feel. I did have certain non-negotiables, and I had things that I really desired. And I think that you can only get to that place if you know what you don't want. So I think for me, a big thing was like feeling safe in my body and feeling like, because your body tells you. And I will do more episodes about this because I think it's worth mentioning. And I will do an episode eventually on like toxic relationships and what that feels like. And I'm going to be sharing some stuff on TikTok about that, like love bombing, narcissistic relationships and stuff like that. Not necessarily like, you know, just talking about them in general, because it also has to do with being anxiously attached and all of that. You know, when we feel passion in the beginning, I don't think it's good. I think it's a really big red flag, but you only know that by going through it. Usually relationships that start off really passionately that make you feel crazy diminish in time. I really had the intention of like looking at something that would build, of like, okay, that crazy passion and chemistry isn't necessarily a good thing. It's something that has to like build over a long period of time, because that's sustainable. And, you know, I think we chase and we like that more heightened feeling, but it's not always good. So I really had in mind, like, I am looking for, you know, I didn't have a timeline. I was like, even if it takes like 3 years or 5 years or whatever it is, I don't care. I like my life. I'm not in a rush. I don't need this, but this is what I intend and this is what I want. And if something doesn't align with that, I'm done. Like, I don't know what sort of prompted me to be that like ruthless, but that was the energy that I showed up with. And then a little bit after I ended this connection, honestly, like 2 weeks later, I ended up meeting somebody who was also great. Like, things were great. And, you know, like, it just felt exciting to me a little bit, not like unsettling exciting, but it was fine. Definitely had like somewhat of a connection. But eventually I, you know, decided to not give energy to that anymore, just because, you know, I just knew that I had certain like standards and things that I wanted, and that didn't align with that. And then I was ready to go on to the next thing. From there, I did get on dating apps and I was like navigating stuff and for the past couple months, and honestly did not have a big volume of people that I went out with. But I sort of noticed after going through these experiences, like, things that are helpful and things that aren't. I think when it comes to dating, you have to be pretty ruthless. You have to kind of be harsh with yourself. The wishy-washiness that happens in dating of like, oh, is this person interested in me? Do they like me? You know, I think you have to ask yourself, do I like this person? You are in charge, right? It's like these questions of like, when should I ask? And when should I, like, when's the right time to be exclusive or whatever it is? Like, remember that you are the driver, that you can say, like, first of all, you can't control anybody, but you can say, this is what I intend. This is what I want. Do you align with that? So I think that a big tip is like, if you are confused, it's a no. You will know. You will know if somebody likes you. And I like, and also I should mention that I went on those two dates with that woman, but since then I have been, you know, exclusively dating men. And, you know, I didn't really know what that would look like for me in terms of like who I would date, but I have been pretty much exclusively dating men since May, or since I had that date, which obviously I took that little break. But, you know, I think that when it comes to that, I do like traditional gender roles in that sense. I like being pursued. I know that about myself. So I know that if somebody is interested in you, that you will know. And if you don't know, that person isn't interested in you. And this isn't mean. This is just like, tell yourself the truth. You know, don't give into wishy-washiness and, you know, like, do the runaround. Like, that is how you're going to feel in the rest of the relationship. So you're getting a preview of what that person is like. And from there, you're able to then discern, do I want this? Does this align to me? The next sort of thing that I've learned is that honesty is key. And I think just saying things and being like, here's what I expect, and not like in a rude way of being like, you know, date number one, do you align with me? But as things go along and progress, just saying like, hey, what are your intentions? Hey, what are you looking for? I think that could even be done on the first date. You know, I was sort of like, you know, what is it going to be like to tell men that I'm bisexual? Some didn't love it. Some did. And, you know, it is what it is. But like, I needed somebody to be okay with that, because it is part of me. It is part of my authenticity. And in showing up with that honesty, which I did on the first dates that I went on, you then know how a person is going to react. So I think it's also like a hot thing to do to share yourself in that way and to like show up as who you are, because they're going to find out. They're going to find out eventually. So I think it's important to just be yourself from the beginning, be yourself alongside it, right? It's kind of like online business where like I suggest people be themselves from day one. That way they know that like, you know, if a person is going to be in your audience, they can either unfollow you or they can be like, wow, now I like this person three times as much because them being in their authenticity, like I like their energy. The times that I write the most vulnerable emails or podcasts, record podcasts or write Instagram posts is when I get the most unsubscribes. And it does like, you know, feel a certain way. I'm just kind of like, really, man? But, and that's just a human emotion. But it's good because it's like, okay, I'm showing up as I am. And then I am giving the other person the opportunity then to decide if I am for them. I'm not trying to coerce or control them. I'm letting them be in their authenticity. And I think too, especially when it comes to men, that most men, I think, appreciate that honesty because most women don't show up with that type of confidence. So if you show up and say, hey, this is what I want and this is what I expect and this is what things are going to be like for me and this is like the trajectory that I want to go down, most or, you know, like a lot of people will be like, this is great. Wow. You know, because usually we let the other person be the decider, like, oh, do you want a relationship or do you want to get married or do you want this? No, you can say like, this is what I want. Does it align to you? And that's that. Right. So I think just like really being able to be honest and open and know that this is kind of like a skill for you to master if you're on this journey. I think the main things are like, you know, be authentic, be honest, and also be true to yourself and like listen to how your body feels as you go down this journey and learn to be yourself, learn to be comfortable with yourself and know that I do have like deep, deep trust that you meet people when you're ready to, that every experience that you've had is, you know, preparing you for the next one. I really, really, really know that and believe that. And I will say, like I said on the breakup episode, that like, if you are in that place of not knowing whether you need to leave a relationship and you know you need to leave it, you got to leave ASAP. They're, like, you got to go. You have to give yourself the opportunity to do what is right for you, because I promise you the right thing feels easy and it feels good and it feels natural. And if you are doing coercion and shape shifting and shutting yourself down and sacrificing your authenticity for attachment, that is never going to go away. You cannot change people. And I don't want you to change yourself either. So let me know if you have any questions. Obviously, there's a little bit of a short-ish episode. I will share more as time goes on. But keep me posted if you have any questions. Let me know what you think of this content. I am really excited to share more in the new year on TikTok. And maybe I'll release, or I will release some more podcast episodes. I can't wait to share all the other episodes that I have coming for you. I am so grateful for you as always. I'm sending you a ton of love and I will talk to you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening to Satisfied. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram where I post content every single day at Ashley K. Pardo. If you enjoyed the show, I'd super appreciate it if you left a rating and a review on iTunes and or Spotify. If you have a question that you want to be answered on the show, or you just want to say hi, send me a DM on Instagram. I love hearing from and connecting with you because you're the whole reason that I do the show. I hope that you find satisfaction wherever you are right now.